There are reports of a police operation in Seven Hills. Shannon Carr from the 10 newsroom tells us that there's an operation underway on Chopin Street in Seven Hills. Police are negotiating with a person at that location. Police vehicles are on scene, including the Bearcat, which is that large armoured vehicle. So I've received an email from James with some pictures of what's going on at the moment in Seven Hills. And yes, you've got tactical police with their guns drawn, full armour, and they are on a suburban street there, on driveways and also on the nature strip, and they seem to be surrounding a house. So James looks like he's taken these photos from the safety of his own home, but I bet he's concerned because all of this is unfolding right outside his house. So if you're in Seven Hills, the street is spelt C-H-O-P-I-N, Chopin Street in Seven Hills. Just be aware that there's a police operation going on there at the moment. We believe that they are negotiating with a person, and that is continuing. We'll keep you updated on that as the afternoon goes on. Janice, hello.
Hello.
Janice, you are in Seven Hills at the moment, are you?
That's right.
The email that I received from James looking down on this police operation at the moment, James is your husband, is he?
That's right.
Can you tell me what you're seeing outside your window?
Two doors down, there must be a siege, and there's an armoured vehicle out the front of the house, and they've just been calling for a number of hours, maybe about 3 hours. They've had a change of voice. There was a female at first asking the Ron, is he okay, and they were worried about him, but it's gone on for some time, and I just sent the photos to my husband.
Mm. Who's Ron?
The fellow that lives in the house two doors down.
And what's Ron's story?
I don't know.
Don't know?
No.
So they've been on the loudspeaker, first of all a female police officer and now a male police officer, and what, they've been asking him to come out, have they?
Yes, show himself at the front veranda.
And I'm guessing they've been quite pleasant in the way they've been asking for him to come out, or are they...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I see. And there's been no sign, we guess, of Ron. Who's, so you took the photos from inside the house. Have you been told to stay inside?
Yes, I heard the gate go, and I just went out to check, and it was a police officer checking if there was a dog.
Mm.
And I gave full access of the driveway, and they jumped the fence and proceeded down the hill to the second house from ours.
Mm.
And she said to stay inside. I was going to take some garbage out, and she said, no, I'll do that for you.
No. I'm a bit scary for you, Janice. I would be if I looked outside my window, and I'll put these photos up on 2GB.com so people can see what we're talking about. But when you look outside your window and you've got those police officers, I mean, thankfully they're there because you want them on a job like this when things might be going pear-shaped. But when they're kitted up in all of that gear, it can be quite alarming.
Oh, yes, it is. But you know you're safe because they're there.
Mm.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, let's hope everything sorts itself out, Janice, and everything ends peacefully with Ron.
Yes, well, I hope he's okay. I just hope he's okay in there.
Yeah, I do too, Janice. Thank you for letting us know what's happening.
Okay, thank you.
So Janice is in Seven Hills. This standoff between a gentleman by the name of Ron and New South Wales Police is continuing, and we'll keep a close watch on it.